Good morning. This is Lance Kenmore with the Kenmore team, and I'd like to welcome you to this week's edition of the Tri-Cities Real Estate Update. As always, you can contact me, Lance Kenmore, anytime direct on my cell phone at 509-727-8977 or visit us on the web at kenmoreteam.com. And even better, if you missed the show today or want to see how crazy John and I look, you can go to YouTube and subscribe to the Kenmore Team channel.
Yes.
This will be reposted in our podcast format there as well. And speaking of that crazy looking guy, John McKay, John, how are you doing this week?
Good. Just getting ready for more Whack the Yellow Ball this weekend. And
oh, you're into softball season, hardcore.
Fall
over
ball.
There. Okay. Fall ball. Here we go. That is awesome. Well, I always like to start off with our crazy celebrity real estate house. And this one this week, Southern California. Man, this one gets me. Like, I love this house. You know, I'm one of those, I mean, this is what I do, right? Architecture, books, yes. Magazines. So famed architect William Perara designed this house. It has been used in numerous film and TV shoots. I mean, like, the list is massive. It was in Mad Men. It was in Aquarius, Californication. In fact, more recently, Miley Cyrus, award-winning song Flowers, did her music video here.
And if you watch the original Transformers, you might remember the scene where the Transformer crashes into the pool.
Yes.
And he climbs out and the little girl says, "Are you the Tooth Fairy?" Yeah. One of the shots, I go, oh my goodness, that has got to be the pool.
It is. This house is so cool. It has almost 8,000 square feet of restored living space.
Wow.
Think mid-century modern. Think floor to ceiling windows. Absolutely gorgeous. And part of that square footage is a one-bedroom guest house.
Uh-huh.
Which in this article by Rob Report, it says it was rumored this is where JFK and Marilyn Monroe, should we say, might have met up. A little bit there. I think it was described in the article as a tryst, you might say. So there is some history at this house for sure. And I'm in on this one. It's on the market now. It can be yours for $8 million. So, you know, if you need a referral or want to go down there and check it out, let me know. This is a super fun house for sure. Well, John, we have to be a little more serious and talk about the economics of real estate. And we have been on this roller coaster of increasing inventory and decreasing sales numbers as we had super high interest rates. But last week, we started to talk about those rates starting to come down. I always go to kind of my go-to economist, Elliot Eisenberg, the bowtie economist. So he was looking at August sale rates for the entire United States.
Okay.
And existing home sales came in at an adjusted annual rate of 3.86 million. Now that's down 2.5% month over month, and that's down 4.2% year over year. So that is the 36th straight month of year over year sales declines. And then that is August is the third straight month of sub $4 million sales. And that's a level we have rarely seen. So sales of existing homes have been scraping like literally all time lows. And the inventory's gone up to 4.2 million homes from 3.3. What's this telling us? That we have probably hit the bottom of sales deterioration. If you're looking at that on like, when are we going to bottom and then those sales are going to start to come up? Pretty much our whole show last week talked about the reasons why we would probably see that with housing affordability. But that's just some further indication of what we were talking about and what was going on. Now, John, we're going to do a show today that we've never done before, which is rare. I mean, you and I have been at this a long time, right? But we've started to enhance the radio show.
Yes.
With our videos on YouTube.
Yes.
And TikTok and social media. So what do we naturally get when we do that?
You get feedback and comments.
You are correct, sir. And I encourage everybody to go there, like and subscribe to that channel. But if you ever miss a show of ours, you can catch it there. So we do get a lot of interaction with these comments back and forth. And so this week, we pulled out some of the best comments.
Okay.
So that we could talk about those on the show a little bit and respond to them.
Now, you do know that depending on the type of comments, I'm the person who first I say it, then I think about it.
Okay, John. Well, maybe I did not see your screen name on this.
Good. Well, I don't have a YouTube account, but...
No.
On a few occasions on our News Talk social media page, Facebook, when warranted, sometimes I've lit some people up before I ban them.
There is going to be a little comment, if you will let me, towards the end of the show. I might have pulled one out about you that we're going to toss in there. But we'll start with some of the ones about me or about the show. Now, when I prepare these radio shows, sometimes there's shows that I think are going to be controversial or we're going to get a lot of comments.
Yeah.
Yeah, occasionally we do. But then sometimes there's a show that I don't think are going to be super controversial. And then we get a ton of comments.
Yeah.
And last week's show about housing affordability struck a nerve.
Ooh.
Because there was a lot of comments about there. So if you remember, the premise of the show last week was that... This September that we're in right now versus the previous September.
Okay.
Housing affordability was way up. I said on the show that your payment would likely be, on a $400,000 house, $2,200 a month now versus $2,700 a month last year.
Okay.
And that homes, if you were also looking at a payment of $2,200, last year you would have been looking at homes in the $330 price range. This year you would have been looking at $400,000. Well, Eric DeLoach-X9N took issue with that.
Okay.
And he said, his comment was, yes, the interest rates are lower, but home prices have doubled. Now, John, you're in radio. Did home prices double from last September to this September?
No.
No, but in case you're wrong, because you're in radio,
yeah.
I brought some facts.
Oh, well, I go off what you say. Okay. You're the expert.
What I say. Okay.
I'm just the engineer.
So at first I said, let's start with the United States, just to give some perspective here. So I went to the Federal Reserve Bank of St. Louis, who puts out some great graphs and information, and they have in quarter two of 2023, last year, the average U.S. price was $503,000. Quarter two of 2024, this year, the average price had actually decreased by $2,000 to $501,000. So it did not go from $503,000 to a million. It went from $503,000 to $501,000.
Well, maybe he's getting his financial information from TikTok.
Okay, potentially. And then, but just in case I was missing something, John.
Okay.
I went a little bit further and I said, let's look at Tri-Cities locally here, our market, okay, just to say, because that's in the U.S. So it would, I think my argument stands that we're more affordable this September versus last if you're financing. And actually, even if you're not, I've got some data that shows it might be slightly more affordable. If you look in Tri-Cities, I wanted to fact check that out. So August of 2024, because we're not through September, I don't have all the data for the last couple days, but August of 2024, average price in Tri-Cities was $463,000. August of 2023, it was $458,000. So we are up exactly 1%.
Wow.
Not double. Okay. Now, in fairness, I wanted to go back and say, okay, when was it half the amount it is now? So to make this comment accurate, let's talk about this discussion-wise. So if we look at the U.S. data and we look at this year, $501,000. So when was it $250,000 in the U.S.? And you know what? We have to go back to 2003 to get an average price. So basically, how home prices have doubled in response to Eric's comment, but it's been 20 years for them to double. So then I said, maybe this person lives in Tri-Cities and maybe there's something else going on Tri-Cities. So I said, what does that look like in Tri-Cities? So I pulled up that data. And if we're going off the 460,000 number in Tri-Cities, when was it 230,000? This is where it gets a little bit interesting.
I'm going to say 2009.
Okay. So 2009, I think that's a great guess. But actually, and I think that's where some of Eric's frustration comes from in his comment, home prices averaged 230,000 in Tri-Cities in 2015.
Ooh.
So they have actually doubled here. So the rest of the United States, if we're looking at averages, 20 years, they have doubled here in 9 years.
Oh,
okay. So that's where, like, hey, Eric's got a point with his comment here.
So,
calendar, if you're trying to buy a house, that can piss you off.
The calendar was a little off, but in theory, yes.
He's on
to something.
Just because that timing is a lot more accelerated than the rest of the United States. So you start to say, hey, let's look at that and see what's going on there. So I went back to 2015 and I looked at that number and we were at 230,000 in Tri-Cities, but guess what? The national average was 348. We were lagging behind. Mm. So there was a time period there where we were lagging behind the national average. Cost of living was lower. Maybe, you know, there were more dust storms here. There wasn't a Chick-fil-A. You know, whatever the reason was, like, Tri-Cities was smaller and lagging behind. But then from basically 2010 to 2020, when everybody else was suffering in the Great Recession, we had one of the largest construction projects in the nation going on here. We had full employment here. We kept chugging right along. So we went from lagging the first 100,000 in appreciation as people started to discover this area and move here. We were just catching up to where the rest of the U.S. was. And then everybody got that bump during the COVID. So home prices doubling here, 9 years, U.S., 20 years. So great comment, great information to point out there. The premise of the show was a year ago to today. But it was awesome to go in and look at these numbers to see how long did it actually take. Now, John, I got to the next comment. And you know what? I don't think this person was as, you know, even I don't think they were as elegant as Eric Deloach-X9N.
Okay.
So at Pyroscheme. So we did a show about a house that was the oldest house in America. And it was in a town called Plimpton.
Okay.
And a number of people looked at it and stuff. And, but Pyroscheme says, bro looks like a Plimpton. Is he talking about me? Okay. So second of all, I don't know what Plimpton is. And it's spelled differently in his comment. So I had to look it up. Like, I went and Googled this to see. Mm-hmm. The only thing I can find is that there was, unless there's some slang that I don't know that he's making fun of me, there was an American writer named George Plimpton.
Yeah, he was a sports writer.
Yeah, and he looks pretty cool to me. Like, and maybe I look like him. If that's what he says about me, I think that's okay.
Yeah.
So I don't know if we could do a side-by-side photo of me and Plimpton, but I think that's okay. Now, if he meant bro looks like a Blimpton, which maybe he might be like, I look like a blimp. I did go back and look at the video. I did look a little puffy that day.
Okay.
So I think maybe there's some merit there. So anyway, that was one of the comments on there. And, you know, we're not filtering these out too much, McKay. We're doing a real show here.
Yeah.
So these are the comments that we get on there. That one was kind of fun to take a look at, even though I'm kind of unsure exactly of the meaning. But I'm going to take it with the sports writer, and we're going to run with that.
Plimpton was known for, he was the first and possibly the last sports writer. He went to training camp with some NFL teams. He played baseball. He actually would go and put on gear and try to play sports as part of his efforts. I remember reading about him in Sports Illustrated.
This is incredible. You know way more about it than I did, and I was the one researching for the show. Now, the commentator said bros So I think he could be talking about you too, McKay. Like, I'm not taking all the heat on this one.
Okay.
It was plural. So maybe both of us look like Plimpton. So anyway, there you go. We're analyzing these comments and looking for the feedback.
Yeah, I remember when I had my first beer.
Okay, so when we come back from the break, we're going to look at a few more comments with the podcast that deserve a little more discussion and help us kind of look at the real estate landscape and how people are reacting to it.
Right here on News Talk 870. Our house.
Welcome back to the Tri-Cities Real Estate Update. Today, we've been looking at interaction on the radio show and the podcast, going over some comments, answering some questions about some statements that people have put out there. John and I, you know, we tackled one potentially about our looks and our weight. We'll try to stay away from those in the second half of the show. But Plimpton, we're fine with that, we decided.
Yeah.
Okay, well, let's get a pick three out of the way. Because you know how I was telling you about housing affordability, interest rates coming down, payment levels coming down?
Yep.
I've got some great new inventory that demonstrates that. Pick number one. This is 619 Sanford in Richland. It's a 3-bedroom, 1-bath, 1,548 square foot house, move-in ready, brand new roof, bright living room with gorgeous wood floors. Great refreshed kitchen with granite counters, full tile backsplash, updated cabinets and hardware. And then you've got a fully fenced backyard with a large storage shed and garden area. And listen to these prices, $319. Mm. At those rates that we're at now, these are starting to become way more affordable for buyers. Pick number two, 1204 Moraine Loop in Kennewick. This is a 2-bed, 1-bath, 1,050 square feet, corner lot, fully fenced yard. You've got wood floors inside, cozy spaces, arched doorways, lots of natural light. The kitchen's got stainless steel appliances, convenient corner sink with a view, lots of space for meal prep. And then you've got a huge covered deck out back. And listen to the price on this one, $315. Like, we're getting inventory at some of these awesome entry level price points and well below the average price of the Tri-Cities, which we already talked about. And then pick number three, if you're looking for a little bit larger house in Horn Rapids, I guarantee you this is the best priced value in Horn Rapids. The owner called us and said, get it sold. 2987 River Bend out in Richland, 4-bedroom, 3-bath, 3,200 square feet. Beautiful living room with gas fireplace, 2-story picture window showcasing the views, gourmet kitchen with granite counters, stainless steel appliances, large dining area. And then the primary suite on the main level has bay windows overlooking the views, private ensuite bath that has dual vanities, tiled walk-in shower, and a big, huge walk-in closet. And that's getting you into Horn Rapids at $599,900. So some great values there with what's going on. So one of the fun things about what we do with social media and when we post stuff is reactions to pricing, because they can be varied when we go out there and put things out. And as real estate agents, we go through a process similar to what appraisers do, where we're doing a comparative market analysis. Mm-hmm. We're looking at values that other homes have sold for, and we're pricing out a house accordingly. Now, if someone's been out of the market for a while, or they don't know the market, or maybe they're just frustrated with house prices, they're very quick to put some amazing comments on some of these listings that we have. So I just pulled a couple out for fun to look at. And I think when people look at that, when we're advertising for a seller, one of our jobs is McKay, in fact, you would be a great example.
Okay.
If I came to you and the market said, you know, we should sell your house for $400,000, and you thought that was just ridiculous, mm-hmm. would you just tell me to price it at $350 to be fair? Or would you want the $400,000?
Well, seeing how I would think, yeah. But then I would honestly look at the house and say, well, if I'm a consumer, I'm going to look at it and go, I don't know if this is worth. I would think that overpricing it would hurt because people would be discernible enough to realize.
But what if we weren't overpricing it? What if there was, I had four buyers lined up at 400, but you just thought that's ridiculous.
No.
Just sell for less lines.
Go for four.
Okay. You're going to want four. Okay. I would say 99.7% of my sellers would say the same thing.
If you can justify it, then try to do it.
Yes. And so the value of the home becomes what a buyer's willing to pay and a seller's willing to sell for. So if you need a real estate agent to maximize your value, feel free to go to the Kenmore team and give me a call. I would not call Karen S. because Karen S. comment on one of the listings we had over on Stanton in Richland was, that is a ridiculous amount to pay for that. Give me a break. And that was when the first day that the ad went out, and and that particular property last year was priced at $215,000.
Okay.
And it sold for $218,300. It sold over list price. So the buyer did not get a break as much as Karen S. wanted that buyer to get a break. They did not. But also, I went back and did a little research, and the tax assessment on that has gone up $20,000 since it closed. And we actually just sold the same floor plan 12 months later. Actually, the one we sold was 100 square foot smaller for $242,900.
Hmm.
So the buyer that paid $218,300 likely has now $23,000 in equity in that singular year. And so you look at stuff like that, and the value of the home probably was what we put it out on the market for. And I do realize some of the comments we get out there are frustration for people that might have been priced out of the market, and that doesn't feel good for anybody. And we've been in a market that, as we went over, has appreciated very, very quickly. The flip side of that situation is we also have homeowners that spent years and years building equity in their home. A lot of people use that as an investment. And then when they hire us to maximize that return and protect their investment that they made. So it's always just very, very interesting to look at all of those different details that go into pricing. And I always encourage anybody that has any questions about that, feel free to reach out to us. If you are in the market for a house of that price point, you know, we're the first ones to tell you, you know, you can come and talk to our agents and have a consultation with one of our agents. And we have a lot of people, you know, we've always felt like you just have to tell people right up front. We'll have somebody come in and say, well, hey, I want to spend $200,000 and I would like to get a 3-car garage. And I would like to have, you know, granite counters and stainless steel appliances and 2,000 square feet. And you're like, 200,000, you know, I need to tell you that is not going to happen. Like, we have to be upfront with someone in that situation and say, here's the 20 houses that are available at 200.
Mm-hmm.
Regardless of how good I am as an agent, this is not going to be possible. And it's likely going to set your expectations up for failure later.
Yeah.
So we're always trying to balance that as we work with buyers and sellers in that situation. So that particular house, as crazy as it was, did end up selling for more than the list price that it was put out for. Now, the next comment on TikTok that I thought I would address was a recent listing here in Tri-Cities. K watermelon emoji times 3.
Okay.
So K triple watermelon emoji. Commented on one of our listings that we had listed out. In fact, it closed yesterday out on 8771 Alder Road. Alder's north of Pasco, here in Tri-Cities. 3-bedroom, 2-bath on 5 acres.
Okay.
Irrigated. And we had priced for $680,000. Okay. I tell you, I showed that house to a buyer within the first hour or two of it going on the market.
All right.
And they were like, Lance, is this property going to sell? And mm-hmm. I was like, it's going to sell on Monday. Because the house was might not have blown you away, but you're on 5 irrigated acres north of Pasco.
Mm-hmm.
And I got to tell you, to some people, this is worth more than others. I was out there on, it was Tuesday night this week. We knew it was going to close. I was taking the staging furniture out of it. And it was the most beautiful sunset as you're on your front porch looking over all of Tri-Cities and Badger and Little Badger and Candy. Like, I literally did not want to leave. I was like, and so there's value in that to the right buyer.
Lifestyle and location.
That house sells basically multiple offers in the first 4 days. That house ends up selling. And I love that Kay goes on the opposite of what we get sometimes. And she says, this would be at least $1.3 million where I live.
Wow.
And so there's pockets of that. And actually, just to be fair, that was followed by 2 cry face emojis.
Mm.
So she's crying because, like, 5 acres irrigated, you know, picturesque sunsets, that would be $1.3 million. Here you can still get that in the Tri-Cities for around that, $680 mark. And so when you look at that, there's still some deals to be had here, even though I know there's been a lot of publicity on this and stuff. If you look at the top 10 highest priced states, even though Washington is on that list, I think last time I checked, they were around 6 or 7. But you've got like Hawaii, number 1, California. And then if you want to just go to the lowest price states, then go to West Virginia or Ohio. Those mm-hmm. are the 2 lowest price on the list. But we still have some deals here and some pockets in there to where we're not drastically priced above the national average mm-hmm. when you look at that. And so I appreciate those comments as well, just as much as we appreciate the other comments. It's always fun to compare and remember that real estate is local to your market. So wherever you're seeing this show or listening to it, there's going to be a real estate agent that knows your local particular market really well, and it is going to be local to that market. And so you need to get some advice to that, because that house here, we knew that it was in that range of 680. If we had put $1.3 million on it, like Kay says, it would not have sold. And then, you know, our seller would not have maximized their return. And just the opposite in her market, when she has that, she can't price it at 680 because they're undervaluing and not maximizing their investment. Now, John, I have one for you.
Okay.
I did, because you are an integral part of the show. And you are, I know you don't want to be on my YouTube channel, but you are. I did pull out a comment for you, and it's not nice. Can you handle it today?
Oh, yeah, I can.
Okay. So we had a story about Cooper Kupp's house, which happened to be outside of Portland.
Mm-hmm.
There might have been some comments made about Portland. And so Living My Best Eastern Washington Life at says, John McKay is the kind of guy who believes Portland looks like a post-apocalyptic blank scape because Fox News told him so.
Well,
so
you
John,
know,
do you think that because Fox News told you, or have you been to Portland?
No, actually, 2 reasons. we've been to Portland 3 or 4 times in the last 2 years for softball tournaments.
Yes.
We've noticed
eyes on.
That... we've noticed that, and if he follows the softball world, PGF and Triple Crown, those who play club sports know exactly what I'm referring to.
Yep.
They've stopped holding events in Metro Portland. Instead, now we've been on the outskirts, but most of the time we've gone to Hillsboro.
Okay, there you
but
go.
But we have been to Portland proper.
Yep.
4 times.
Okay.
And we've driven through Portland going from this field to that field.
4 times. You've got, this is like.
And they're doing the same thing in Seattle, by the way. You go to Kent, Federal Way, Puyallup, but you never play inside the city of Seattle.
John.
Or inside the city of Portland. And there's a reason for that.
Yes, there is. Okay.
So,
first-hand
experience. I respect their opinion, but, you know, the eyeball test. And when they tell you these are the places you want to stay and these are the places you don't want to stay.
the eyeball test. Okay.
That's the sad truth.
John,
Hillsborough is beautiful, by the way. Ron Tonkin Field, boom.
I knew it. And see, and you and I do talk, and I know you do that traveling and stuff, and you guys have seen it all from here to Boise to Las Vegas. And, you know, that's what's cool about traveling and seeing those areas for yourself. Mm-hmm. It just brings a very different perspective to the show. So,
yeah.
So, John, thanks for being a good sport about those comments. We are... you know, I think this is going to have to become like a recurring
theme.
September show.
Yes.
Like I think we're going to have a best of comments that we every September go through, and we'll just have a little discussion about. So,
but we'd rather you comment than not.
Oh, we love the interaction. It's great.
Yes.
And we appreciate all of the listeners and people interacting with us. It's a great platform. So, thank you so much for caring about real estate, tuning in, and listening. And as always, we will be right back here next week.
Right here on News Talk 870.